as we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronic. Broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U-62, the TAR. And now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas. I get a little philosophical on this week's show. I also tell you about the new Law and Order and share my New Year's resolution. It's episode 79, The Depressed Philosopher. So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U-62 the TAR, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the TARG. I'm Mark, and I'm just doing a little show for you. Actually, to start things off, I'm a little philosophical right now. I was thinking about this the other day. A question I was asked once upon a time a long time ago is, what does a foreign language sound like to you when you don't speak it? Yes, that question was asked to me in Japan when I was surrounded by Japanese but still didn't bother to learn the language. I couldn't come up with an answer then, and it's a question that I've pondered many times since. But I think I finally hit upon the perfect answer when I was out for a walk last night. What a foreign language sounds like to me when I don't speak it, well, it's like this. You know how when you hear a song on the radio for the first time, but you're kind of not paying attention, so you only get about half of the lyrics? That's what it sounds like. If that makes any sense at all to you, then I applaud you.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
was the open times. No one was near it. I floated till I couldn't see the ground. I floated till I couldn't see the ground. Oh, somebody help me. I couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Because I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Ooh, yeah. Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop.
U62 the Targ. Hey, I'm Mark. Welcome back. And I'm reading here about one of the latest bits of TV news that's just burning over the internet. We're all familiar with the Law & Order franchise, right? You just can't get away from Law & Order. Well, apparently, the folks who make Law & Order, Dick Wolf Productions, they have just signed a deal with the British television network ITV to do an official British remake of Law & Order. They've ordered 13 episodes for a first season, which is apparently a lot for a British TV series. And what they're going to do is they're going to go through Law & Order's 18 years that it's been on. They're going to grab 13 of the best scripts, and they're just going to tweak them so they fit with the British legal system. This is actually not the first time that Law & Order has been remade for a foreign country. Law & Order Criminal Intent has been remade in France, and it's been very popular in France for the past few years. And both Law & Order Criminal Intent and Special Victims Unit have been remade in Russia. And over in Russia, the Russian versions are very popular. But the big deal about this British version is, thanks to the explosion of cable channels right now, a lot of them take British TV shows and start showing them because, you know, they're cheap. So there's a very real possibility that we might be enjoying the British version of Law & Order on some American cable channel. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm just primed for another Law & Order series. Yeah, right.
Hey, I got another postcard. Why, it's a Christmas card from Estonia. Hello, Mark. Here is a little holiday spirit for you. Here we usually have a white Christmas, but so far it hasn't snowed. But I hope it will, because Christmas without snow isn't a real Christmas. At least not here. Annika. Let's look in the Targ inbox. Dear Mark, what is a Targ anyway? Well, that is a very simple question. A Targ is a Klingon animal. It looks like the Earth Warthog. It is a very popular pet for Klingon children. Worf had one when he was a boy. Yes, the Targ is truly one of the greatest animals in all of Star Trek.
Where am I, the planet Cornball?
U62, the Targ. The Targ News, asking the difficult questions.
Will this administration ever bring the Hamburglar to justice?
On U62, the Targ.
Oh, sometimes I think back to when I was younger. Life was so much simpler then. Dad would be up at dawn. He'd be watering the lawn. Oh, maybe
going fishing again. Oh, and Mom would be fixing up something in the kitchen, fresh biscuits or hot apple pie. And I'd spend all day long in the basement torturing rats with a hacksaw and pulling the wings off of flies. Those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. The years go by, but the memory stays. And those were the good old days. I can still remember good old Mr. Fender, who ran the corner grocery store. Oh, he'd stroll down the aisle with a big friendly smile, and he'd say howdy when you walked in the door. Always treated me nice, gave me kindly advice. I don't know why I set fire to his place. Oh, I'll never forget the day I bashed in his head. Well, you should have seen the look on his face. Let me tell you now, those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. The years go by, but the memory stays. And those were the good old days. Do you remember sweet Michelle? She was my high school romance. She was fun to talk to and nice to smell, so I took her to the homecoming dance. Then I tied her to a chair and I shaved off all her hair, and I left her in the desert all alone. Well, sometimes in my dreams I can still hear the screams. Oh, I wonder if she ever made it home. I tell you, those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. The years go by, but the memory stays. And those were the good old days. Let me tell you, buddy, those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. The years go by, but the memory stays. And those were the good.
U62 the Targ, playing all kinds of musical-related things. And I think that'll about do it for this week's show. You know, 2008 is now fully underway. And, you know, I do have a couple of New Year's resolutions that I like to share with you. Well, actually, just one New Year's resolution. And that is, I want to sit on my ass and watch more TV. You know, in 2007, one of my New Year's resolutions was to get every Hayao Miyazaki film on DVD, and I did it. I pulled it off, and I said I was going to sit down and watch each and every one and put a review on my blog, but I haven't yet. Why? Because work keeps getting in the way. And now with the new Pixar movie coming out this summer, I'm thinking I want to do the same with all the Pixar movies, but I can't sit and watch TV. Why? Because work gets in the way. So my New Year's resolution for 2008 is to spend more time out of the office and at home on my butt watching TV and relaxing. Well, I thought that was a good one. Anyways, I think I will go pursue that resolution right now. I'm Mark Kappas. This has been The Targ. See you next week.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.